last week, the topic was the benefits of salvation. And you know, the Lord gave me this as part two. That's why you see a two, the benefits of salvation, number two. And it, one of the benefits that we're going to talk about today is the Lord is near. You see, if you have a child in your house, they have benefits that other people don't have. You can have your children might go play with the neighbor, and the neighbor children come over. But there are certain benefits those children have that the neighbor children don't have. They can come over, they can play, they can do certain things. But then there are things that they can't do, or they are not, it's not a benefit to them. For instance, your child can go in the refrigerator and find some food and eat what he wants, pretty much, he or she. But the neighbor child that comes over to visit, they can't get the same benefit. They have to sit there and wait till you give it to them. Wouldn't you think it kind of strange if you had a neighbor and their child just come in, they just go in the refrigerator, they see something they want, and they start eating it? Wouldn't you feel like that's kind of strange? Well, the same with the Lord. If you are saved, you have benefits that other people don't have. You know, we claim so many promises in the Word of God, but those promises are on conditions, right? You don't just get to have everything the Lord says in His Word if you're not His child. And so there are benefits of being a child of the Lord. And one of the benefits is that He's near you. No matter what circumstance, no matter where you are, no matter what problem you face, the Lord is near. Isn't that a wonderful benefit? Let's go to Psalms 145 and 18. I have quite a bit of scriptures. I'm going to try to condense according to what the Lord gives me. But you know, I want to tell you right now, I have a lot of scriptures. And you can, after the service, I can give you some of these scriptures to look up at a later time so that we're not, you know, consuming a lot of time for all the ones I have. Psalms 145 and 18. I want to tell you while you're getting this, the Lord blessed me with this message. It's been blessing me for days. And I just even thank Him for it. And I trust that He will bless you as well.
The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, and all that call upon Him in truth.
Listen to that. He said He's nigh unto all them that call upon Him. And then He said, unto all that call upon Him in truth. So there are conditions, right? But He's nigh. Why do we need the Lord nigh? Because He's almighty. He can do anything. He can help us in any kind of circumstance we're in, trouble. And there was a song that's kind of coming to my mind. But any kind of trouble we're in, God is there to help us out. Let's go to Jeremiah 23 and 23.
As I am a God at hand, said the Lord, and not a God afar off.
Look, He's at hand. That means near. I'm a God that's near you. I'm not afar off. You don't have to scream and holler and try to get his attention because he's a long ways off. You know, somebody, the children go, sometimes they, I'll say, come here. And they don't act like they hear me, right? So I raise my voice and say, come here. We don't have to raise our voice to God and say, come here, please. We can just whisper to him because he's right there near us. If we could take this scripture, these scriptures, and as we go through life and we face different circumstances, let us realize that he's not a God that's far off. He's near us. And it's a privilege. It's a privilege to call upon him. Acts 17. Read verses 24 to 27. And he's not just near us some of the time. He's near us all the time. You know, sometimes you'll have somebody that you can depend on sometimes. And then sometimes you can't depend on. But God's not like that. We can depend on him all the time to be near us.
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us.
Isn't that wonderful? This is the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. He's not a God made with hands. You know, sometimes people have idol gods. Those can't do a thing. Man made them. But the God of heaven made everything. And he's not far from any one of us. We can seek him. And he's right there. Sometimes, though, it might seem like he's not there, but he's there. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Let's go to Hebrews 13:5. We can have hope. We can have hope. When things look hopeless, we can have hope because God is near. He's right beside us. He's not somewhere where we can't get him. He's right beside us. Just like if I'm right here, standing right here in this pulpit, I know that the Lord is right beside me. It's consolation to me. When I started to get up, I kind of felt a little weakness, and I whispered a prayer, looking to the Lord. Lord, you got to help me. I'm feeling weak. You got to help me. I know you're right here. Oh, it's a blessing. Hebrews 13:5.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
See, I don't have to say, oh, I wished I had this, and I wished I had that, and, covetousness. I wished I had a new car. I wished I had a car that was or a new house or this. Yeah, we can get those things. It's not that we can't. But he's meaning where your longing in your mind is always getting and getting and getting, not satisfied. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Whatever we need, he's there to give it to us. Psalms 139:4-13.
Psalms 139:4. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, though thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? For if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the age of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
You see, there's nowhere we can go get away from God. Remember Jonah. He thought he could get away from God. God told him to go to Nineveh, and he decided he wanted to go another way. He got in that boat. God was right there. We can't run away from him. He's there. And so we don't really, shouldn't even want to run away from God. But he said, if I take the wings of the night, thou art there. If I go down into the dirt, the hell, he said, thou art there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
And you know, when Jonah got there and they threw him overboard, he just said, throw me overboard. You know, I'm the cause of this storm. And so they threw him overboard. God was right there. He prepared a fish. And he right there in the fish's belly. Then he prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord had mercy. But God will be everywhere. Even people that try to run from God, they really can't. But I was thinking about Job once. He was in such distress after all those things that happened to him. And he said in Job 23 and 8, 9, and 10, he was looking for the Lord. Sometimes we can go through difficult times, and we might think, where's the Lord? Is the Lord here? I need help. You know, sometimes we'll feel like that. But you know, he's there. All we have to do is ask him. And I was thinking about this one in Job. Job was looking for him. Can you imagine what it was like with Job when he lost all his wealth? He lost his children. And he got sore boils all over him. And no doubt this lasted, it probably didn't last just 1 or 2 days. Because even when his friends came, miserable comforters, they stayed, I think, for 7 days and didn't say anything. He was in a bad shape. And so at one point, he was trying to look for the Lord.
Job 23:8. Behold, I go forward and be, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him.
Keep going. To 8,
on
9, and 10.
Where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Yes. So in other words, he finally decided, I can't see the Lord. I've looked on this side, that side. I've looked where he always usually works, and he's not there. But then he consoled himself. He knows the way that I take. He's looking. I may not see him. I may not feel like he's there. But he's looking and he's watching us. And he knows the way that I take. When I'm tried, I shall come forth this gold. Isn't that beautiful? I'm being tried now. I'm not feeling him. I don't know if he's around. I can't tell. He usually works here, and I don't see him there. Or he usually works there. I look in the front. I look in the back. I don't see him anywhere. But he didn't give up. He submitted. He said, he knows the way that I take. He's there. I might not see him, but he's there. When I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. He's going to bring me out, and he's going to bring me out in a wealthy place. So I just trust him, even though I don't feel him. So we can know that God will be with us, whatever our circumstance is. When we get to fearful situations, I think I told you about the time I was driving in years ago when I was living in Texas. And I think it might have been one of those times when I drove single-handed going from Florida to Texas. I had to go to a funeral and then back. But anyway, while I was driving, and I remember being on Highway 75, so it was probably from Texas. There was a semi on the right and a semi on the left. And all of a sudden, I got the feeling of claustrophobia. And I start quoting my scripture, Psalms 27, I believe. And the Lord helped me. But he was right there. Sometimes if we will start quoting the scripture, we can feel the presence of God. And so we want to, when danger, that feels danger, when you feel closed in like that. But he knows the way that I take. We can take courage that he's there. I was, many years ago, I was raising my kids, and I would have them listen to Adventures in Odyssey. And while they were listening to it, this child was in trouble. It was like, I don't know if somebody was getting ready to do something to them, but they were in trouble. And they quoted this scripture, Psalms 22 and 11. And it was like they were trying to get somebody to know that somebody's doing something. I don't remember the trouble. I just remember that they quoted this scripture, Psalms 22 and 11, to let someone know. It's like you're on the phone and you want to say, I'm in trouble, you know. But instead of saying I'm in trouble and letting the people know that you're trying to get some help, he quoted this scripture, and this came to me. So I want us just to read it. It's a good scripture. We can use it in time of trouble as well.
Psalms 22:11.
Yeah.
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, but there is none to help.
So we can take that to the Lord. Trouble is near. Don't be far from me. When we're in trouble, we need God. And we need him right there. We need, sometimes you see an accident about to happen. You can call on the Lord. Come quick, Lord. And he can come quick and he can work. So let's be encouraged that when we are in trouble, God is near. This person was using this to get help. But we can use that same scripture to the Lord. Trouble is near, Lord. Be not far from me. Psalms 91 and read 1 through 4.
Psalms 91:1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His troops shall be thy shield and buckler.
Yes. So when you are covered with the Lord, that shows you He's near you, right? So I'm in trouble. He that dwelleth in the secret place. If you live for God, you got a secret hiding place. And it says, He shall cover you with His feathers. Under His wings shall thou trust. We can trust in the Lord. His truth, which is the word of God, shall be our shield and our buckler. When it seems like we're bombarded with the enemy trying to overtake us, we can use the word of God. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. He is going to protect us. If we will only just lean on Him and depend on Him and know that He's near and He cares. I'm so thankful that no matter what I face in life, I have the confidence that He's near and He will take care of me. Let's go now to Isaiah 41 and 10.
Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Thank the Lord. Don't be afraid. You know, I'm a natural fearful person. I'm not brave. I tell you right now, I'm not a natural brave person. It's easy for me to be fearful of things. And so these scriptures are very much of a consolation to me. Fear thou not. Be not afraid. The Lord is our protector. He's near us. He'll help us in times when things look fearful. You know, I'll take children, for instance, you all. You know how I am. If you go to, like, if we go to somewhere where there's a lot of water, I would probably be saying, be careful, right? You know that's the kind of person I am. I'm always seem like conscious of danger. So, but I find that I have very consolation in God's word, where He tells us He'll be there with us. Then Isaiah 43:1-7. When I go to Honduras, I use this all the time. These scriptures are very real to me. I never was a person that liked heights so much. And you know, there's mountains and hills and stuff. And sometimes I've seen Sister Judy, she'll be driving, going to maybe picking us up, coming from the store or something. And she drive on this one main road. And sometimes there are holes kind of in the road, so she has to go around those. And sometimes she gets a little bit over here. Well, when you look, it's way down because we're kind of up on the part of the hill or something. You know how they drive. And it takes the Lord. The Lord has helped me to overcome that. Because when you look and you see way down there is houses down there, and the road is, you know, it's not the most comfortable feeling, but God helps me. So let's go to 43:1-7.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have recalled thee by thy name thou art mine. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee.
Yes.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee, since thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son from afar and my daughter from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that calleth by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him.
You see, when you live for God, he calls you by his name. And you are his child. He's made all the sacrifice for you, for me. And so when you go through things, he'll be there with you. I've been through both. I've been through the waters. I've been through the rivers. There, my experience in Honduras has shown me how God could help me. I was one time, we went to Rio Stephen, and it rained. It rained too hard for the bus to come get us. So we had to ride in, I think they call it a dory. Now, the river was high, so the bus couldn't go. That road ran through the river. When the river's low, the bus can go. But if not, it has to stay on the other side. So for me to get from Rio Stephen onto the other part, I had to ride in this dory. It's a small little boat. The river wasn't that deep because one man would hold the front of it and the other would back and be up here. But for me, never having that experience, I had to get in there. They have to keep it from tilting or I would fall out into the river. And you see nothing but water on this side of the river and that side. And when I finally got to the other side, I was shaking. And the sister said, do you need some juice? Orange juice? I said, no, I'm just full of emotions. Because I knew that was something I couldn't normally do. It took God to help me to be able to go through that. Okay. And so when you walk through the water and through the rivers, I will be with you. Somebody went with me this last time. So she knows what it's like to go on the ferry, right? That's not like the river. It's a lot more water than the river is. But we had a pretty good trip. But sometimes that ferry ride can be very scary. But you know, I claimed this scripture. I claimed this scripture and I said, Lord, you said you will go with me through the waters. And the Lord calmed the sea, calmed me. I wasn't afraid. He calmed me. So we can claim these scriptures because it's real and God mean that. Now, when he say you go through the fire, he doesn't expect you to go out there, some fire burning, and go walking through that. No. You don't want to tempt God. But when you are faced with those kind of circumstances, he will be with us and he'll be near us. Sometimes, and I'm not going to read this scripture, sometimes we might make a mistake or do something that God is not pleased with, we have to do what? Ask him to forgive us, right? And sometimes he will punish us to teach us to do the right thing. But you know, even in those times, he doesn't forsake us. Unless we deliberately leave him. But if we hold to him, he will hold to us. Now, if we feel down, sometimes people feel like, I can't do nothing right. It seems like every time I do something, somebody complains about it. And it can get to making you feel down and out. But the Lord promised to be with us even in those times. Psalms 61 and 2. He cares. He cares about us. No matter what our emotions are. He understands our emotions. He understands the feeling of despair. And he cares.
Psalms 61 and 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
So many times I can feel overwhelmed about different things. And yet, I have the scripture. We have the scripture. When my heart is overwhelmed, when it seems like I'm despair, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalms 34 and 18. I do not want to finish without reading that scripture. Psalms 34 and 18.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of contrite spirit.
Yes. He's nigh unto you. You may feel brokenhearted about things, certain things, but he's nigh unto you. He gives comfort. He loves us. He cares for us. He's there. And Jesus said that he would not leave us comfortless. If we have grief and pain, he's right there to carry us. Sometimes it seems like you can't walk or go any farther. He'll take you up and carry you in those times because you're his child. And because all it takes is for us to be obedient to him and do his will. And we can have the assurance that he is there with us. And he wants us to be humble. If we keep a humble spirit, the Lord will be there. Isaiah 57 and 15.
But thus said the high and lofty one that inhabiteth the eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
So if we're humble, God will dwell with us. So let us be encouraged to live, to please him, to do his will. And when we do that, we can be assured that he's right there with us and he'll see us through and he'll help us in all our circumstances of life. Pray for me.